Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Boone County National Bank. We know you're in a hurry. That's why we have 16 banks and 23 ATMs all over town. No matter where you are, you'll find a Boone County National Bank to serve all your financial needs. Plus, with online banking, you don't even have to leave home to manage your money. The most convenient bank in town and a friendly smile, too. That's Boone County National Bank. Member FDIC. Visit us in person or online at boonebank.com today.
Welcome to Radio Friends on Wednesday, January the 25th. Thank you for joining us today. We've got two topics. We're going to talk about dry skin. Everybody's got dry skin this time of the year. And also the League of Women Voters. We'll start with Liz Schmidt, first
okay,
of all. League
hi.
Of Women Voters. Good to have you here, Liz.
Oh, it's wonderful to be here. We have all kinds of stuff coming
all
up.
All you do, don't you? You've got February 2nd. You've got what?
A legislative town hall. We've invited all of our present legislators in the districts in which they live now, and they will be telling us what's upcoming in the legislative session.
Okay.
The things they are most involved in. Education, of course, is one big thing here.
Yeah.
And so that's going to be Mary Still, Steve Weber, Chris Kelly are confirmed, and we have Senator Schaefer as a probable.
Okay.
We're not sure yet if he'll be busy that night or not.
So that will be on Thursday, February 2nd, 6:30, Columbia Public Library.
That's right. Cookies at 6:30 and
okay.
Thing at 7.
And the cookies are free.
Yes.
But they're not made by the League of Women Voters.
No, we have to have bought cookies.
Okay.
We buy good cookies, though.
Good. So 474-1407 for more information.
Right.
Do they need to make reservations or just
no,
show up?
No.
Okay.
Just show up and this is free no cost to anybody.
Okay. What else then?
Okay, then we wanted to talk a little about the February 7th election, which nobody knows is coming. And it's a primary. It's a non-binding primary. There will be Republican candidates. You have to ask for which ballot you want, Republican, Democrat, Libertarian, or Constitution.
Okay.
There's no candidate on the Constitution Party, one candidate for the Libertarians. Republicans have a whole bunch, which some of whom you have heard. Gingrich will not be on our ballot, and there'll be some names here you haven't heard before.
And what about the Democrats?
And the Democrats have Barack Obama and three guys you probably never heard of before.
Okay.
But they're running. They're serious candidates in Missouri.
So and that is February the 7th. It's a non-binding primary.
We will be
election
there from 6 in the morning to 7 in the evening. There probably won't be a huge turnout, but because that's all that's on the ballot. But we'll be there.
Okay. And then we're almost out of time, but you have a forum coming up on April 3rd.
Well, April 3rd is the election.
The election.
Yes. And March 8th is going to be the city candidates, and March 13th will be the school board candidates.
And that's what you're going to talk about for the April 3rd election.
Yes. Uh-huh. On March 8th and March 13th. Same deal at the Columbia Public Library, co-sponsored by them. At 6:30.
And the League of Women Voters.
Yes.
And cookies for refreshments.
Yes, the cookies.
At 6 o'clock.
Yes, we have impartial cookies.
Okay. All right. And if you want more information, www.lwvcbc.wordpress.com. Wow. That's
I know.
A new one to me. Our phone is 474-1407.
Right.
Liz Schmidt, thank you so much for coming
thank
by.
Thank you.
League of Women Voters.
Good to talk
okay?
to you.
My good friend. Another good friend of mine, Jean Forrester, pharmacist, D&H Drug. Good to have you here, Jean.
Morning, Paul.
And Ashley Mansfield.
Yes.
And Ashley is a...
She's a pharmacy resident.
A pharmacy resident.
University of Missouri, Kansas City.
Okay, right. Good to have you on Radio Friends.
Nice to be here.
And you used to dance on our Friends show many years ago.
Yes,
didn't you?
I did. It's weird to be here not in a dance costume. So.
Okay, but you're going to be a pharmacist.
Correct, yes.
And we're here, both of you here to talk about dry skin. This is the time of the year when dry skin is a real problem
correct
with most people, right?
Yep.
And what's the biggest mistake that we make with dry skin?
Not change your soap.
Okay. Now you've got, and this is not putting down.
Dial's an excellent product.
Yeah.
But in the wintertime, don't use it every day.
What happens?
Unless you're going to be working hard construction each day.
Okay. So you want to use a moisturizing soap.
A milder, gentler soap. And one of the things I brought was Cetaphil. It's hypoallergenic, so it's gentle on your skin. But it's also would take less of the oils off that your skin needs to keep your skin moisturized.
So what you're saying is in the wintertime, you want to use almost a baby kind of soap?
I'm not sure how the baby soaps, if they, how dry in they are. Some of them can be. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to say, but you want to look for something kind of gentle, not a super detergent stuff like Lava. You probably wouldn't use on a daily basis. And they have it in liquid form here. Cetaphil makes a liquid version of it that's used. Oops, excuse me.
Yep, somebody's calling. Hold on till we're done here. So you want to use a mild soap that has a moisturizer in it that's going to help.
Right.
Keeping your skin from drying out.
Yeah, look for something that says gentle is the kind of the key word here.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then what else?
Well, the other thing is if your skin's very dried out, like I've noticed mine was a couple times around during Christmas time, is use either a bath oil. Mm-hmm. And the one that I remember the oldest is the Keri lotion. The dermatologists have recommended that for many years. And mm-hmm. it used to be like we would put it in our bath oil or mm-hmm. put it in our bathtubs and soak in it, you know, for 10 minutes or so. Mm-hmm. Well, I haven't taken a bath in 10 years.
most people don't have time to take a bath.
Yeah. But with the Keri oil or something like VitaBath, they make a product that you splash on your hands and then you just rub it over your body. And it leaves your shower a little bit on the greasy side, so be careful.
That you could fall.
Yeah.
When you get out of the shower, you're going to feel greasy?
Yeah, and so then instead of like drying yourself with a strong amount, just pat the water off.
Oh, okay. So yeah. When you use this product and you get out of the tub feeling a little bit greasy, mm-hmm. that's normal.
That's okay.
Are you going to feel clean?
You're still going to feel clean, but your skin will be moisterized because it has this oil that's
okay.
kind of coated your skin.
Don't take that towel and dry real hard.
Yeah,
just
don't rub on it.
Because
that will dry it out. So.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you want to talk about lotions then?
Yeah. Also during the winter, you have not only need it in your bath, but also just a daily moisturizer. Mm-hmm. Cetaphil also mm-hmm. makes a great moisturizing lotion.
Yeah.
It's gentle, just like the soap, hypoallergenic. So if you have allergies.
When you put a moisturizer on your skin, is it replenishing the oils that are being dried away? Is that what a moisturizer does?
Generally, I think we're washing our oils away.
So we're washing our oils away.
Yeah. Right. So when we put a moisturizer, a lotion on it, it is replenishing it, making the skin less dry, cracked, irritated.
And
protecting it.
You know, it's kind of hard to get men to do that.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
It is.
It is. But it's okay to do that, to put a moisturizer on your skin if you're a man.
That's why I use the oil.
Yeah.
Okay. If you want more information, you can give them a call at D&H. What's your phone number?
442-6105 or 443-2451.
Jean Forrester and Ashley, pleasure having
Thank
both
you so
of
much.
You here. Thank you, Jean.
Thank you, Paul.
So much for coming. Good guy. We've been friends for a long time.
Yeah.
Our show directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio, Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Will Claggett. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mouser. And if you have any suggestions, something you'd like to hear, drop me an email, pepperp@missouri.edu. Bye-bye.